I've got Professor Derek Penzelaar on the line. He's the Stanley Lewis Professor of Israel Studies and a fellow at St Anne's College, University of Oxford. Professor Penzelaar, a lot of people are saying that Netanyahu is badly weakened by this result. Is that really the case? He's still going to be Prime Minister?
I think he is still going to be Prime Minister, and even though his party, or his combined party, Likud with Yisrael Beiteinu, didn't do as well as people thought it would, he did receive a bit over 25% of the entire vote, which means he received perhaps 30-32% of the Jewish vote. So you figure almost one in every three Jews in Israel voted for this party, and given the coalition nature of Israeli politics, where there are so many parties, for a party to get about one in three votes tells you that it still does have a certain key role to play, even if it's not hegemonic.
Yesh Atid were indicating yesterday that one of their red lines for joining the government would be a resumption of peace talks with the Palestinians. How likely is that, really?
Well, it's very hard to know exactly where the Yesh Atid, or There is a Future party, stands on a great many issues, but I would say that it's particularly fuzzy on the issue of the Israel-Palestine conflict and a peace process. To say that negotiations must start is certainly encouraging, but of course negotiations don't necessarily have to go anywhere. So my sense is this is an area where Yesh Atid is looking for some common ground with Tzipi Livni's party, the much smaller party called Movement HaTnua. But I don't think that this particular utterance in and of itself should be given too much weight. Let's not forget that Yair Lapid kicked off his campaign for political office with a speech in Ariel, a large settlement in the heart of the West Bank.
We heard a lot in the run-up to the vote about how well Jewish Home would do. They did do reasonably well, but obviously less well than was predicted. Do you think that they will have the kind of influence on the next government that that seemed likely last week? Say?
I think they will have influence, but it will be the influence of a very well-organized, highly mobilized, ideologically unified party with a clear message and with a really quite committed core within the settler community, within the West Bank, and those people within the State of Israel who support it. No, it will not be as powerful as people thought it might be. Mm. Because I think that the typical Israeli voter, and we can talk in a moment about what that means, but there's this kind of yearning in Israel for a center. And it's somewhere between Yesh Atid, Likud, Tzipi Livni, these parties that are all trying to get the center. The centrist voter is not necessarily opposed to the settlements. But the centrist voter could very well be turned off by the stridency of the rhetoric of the Jewish Home Party. Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't think the party is going to be dominant, but it will be unified, it will be vocal, and it will mobilize the settler community.
Mm. Finally, every time I've written about the outcome of this election and what various Israeli parties want to do or not do to restart or not restart peace with the Palestinians, readers have asked why I'm focusing on what Israel should do. Maybe the Palestinians should do something. Is there anything the Palestinians could be doing at this point to try to restart the peace process?
Well, the problem is that the Palestinians themselves are so internally divided that it's clear that Mahmoud Abbas is a pragmatist and has been looking for a way forward with peace negotiations with Israel, but Hamas is adamant. And the recent remarks by Khalid Mashal when he returned to Gaza for the first time in many years were pretty categorical, that Hamas would never, under any conditions whatsoever, recognize the State of Israel. Now, people might read that as rhetoric because he has said more moderate things in the past. On the other hand, we never know when people say contradictory things what to believe and what not to believe. So I think that the Palestinians really, in terms of what they need to do, it's a question of the extent to which they can present a united and more moderate front, because the Palestine Authority has been moving in that direction for years. The Israeli government has turned them down. The Israeli government has turned them down because of an abiding, ongoing distrust of the organized Palestinian polity in the making, and because of a belief that a Palestinian state is ultimately harmful to the state of Israel's interests. There's only so much the Palestinians can do, but until Hamas and al-Fatah are truly speaking the same language, it is doubtful that Israelis are going to move forward in a significant way towards the creation of a Palestinian state.
Professor Derek Pensler, thank you very much.